Blog Talk Radio. Hey y'all, what's happening? I want to welcome you in to another edition of the Greg Sales Show. I'm your boy, I'm your host, I'm your friend. We're in the house, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. If it sounds like I'm talking a little funny or a little whatever, I am, because I got my mouth full of something. I don't know, but it's good stuff. Hopefully y'all having a fantastic Wednesday as we take off what they call hump day in the city. Ain't nobody humping around but Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown, ain't nobody humping around but him. But, y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. Got some amazing guests that's going to be hanging out with us today. And hopefully, I hope she on the line. Look like it. None other than my co-host, all the way here in Texas. We're still here live on remote. What they call it, live on the, live traveling with the Greg Kell Show. Our next stop going to be Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, we looking to be there Friday, guys willing, and from Atlanta to Alabama to celebrate Mother's Day weekend. Y'all, we're going to be in Union Springs, Alabama at our new address, and I'll give you that information a little bit in later in the show. So if you want to come hang out with us and see what we're about to do in Union Springs, Alabama, all roads lead as we get prepared. My big coming out party, my launch party for my new radio show and radio station and Trail Ride Radio being an exclusive DJ announcer on this amazing platform. So with that being said, let me see, do I have on the line? Ring-a-ling-a-ling, is that DJ Prayer?
Is it?
Oh, I can find her. It's like finding treasure in a hidden haystack. What's happening? Happy Wednesday. How you doing?
I'm exhausted, but I'm good.
You exhausted?
Yeah, wow. God gives me the strength. God gives me the strength.
He gave you strength to swing that dang old washing machine around and getting all that stuff you be doing. I'm just not used to it, but y'all talking about Daisy Duke, because she was strong and all that. They don't have that no DJ Prayer, I promise you. Daisy Duke, if you out there, I don't know how old you are now, but I'm telling you, at whatever age she at, DJ Prayer, she'll slang you around like you a little rag doll. I'm telling you. So, I know I ain't trying to do that. So what's going on with you, man, while we getting prepared to get saddled up for this big concert taking place in beautiful Arcadia, Louisiana? I'm excited about that. Tell me a little bit about that, DJ Prayer. Tell the world.
Yeah, it's going to go down. It's going down. We're just trying to get the menu situated. That's a hard thing to pick because you want to satisfy everyone there.
Yeah.
People that like fruit, people that don't like fruit, people that like veggies, people that don't like veggies, and people that drink alcohol beverages, and people that don't. So, but I'm excited about the Caribbean drinks that Gino Tia will be serving. That's one thing I'm going to keep going back for, those Caribbean drinks, the non-alcohol. I'm not too much of a fan of alcohol. I'll drink it every now and then, but I'm not a
you a real chum on you, right?
Alcohol?
You a real chum on
only if I got a cut or an open wound that need it.
Oh. We got a 3-2-1 call on the line.
3-2-1.
3-2-1. It's Greg Shell Morning Show. No, this ain't no morning show.
Orlando.
It's who?
Nene.
Oh, that's Nene from Orlando. And she's on the Greg Shell Morning Show. What's happening, Nene, from the 3-2-1? What's happening? What's going on, my sister?
Not a whole lot. What's good with you?
I don't know. We getting ready for a whole lot of big old whoopie whoops around here. We got the all white affair, the big old lunch party, in Louisiana on June the 7th. And then I got my coming out party for my new radio show. As we get ready to launch my new radio station in Union Springs, Alabama. Alabama. Don't, if they don't know how to party, they will know how to party.
Alabama know how to party.
Where was that?
Was that Mobile? In Mobile?
Mobile, Alabama. Woo wee. We should think about bringing Jeter Jones to Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
They call that the Gulf. What they call that? The Gulf?
The Gulf?
Yeah. Before we bring Jeter to Mobile, though, I got to bring him to Union Springs, Alabama. Nene, guess what I'm thinking? I want you to tell me
what
you think. I'm thinking about running for mayor.
For Alabama?
Yeah, in Union Springs.
Do it.
Do it?
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Let me put the cuckoo bird.
Uh-uh.
Wait a minute.
No. Yeah, play that cuckoo. Cuckoo. Let me find it.
It wouldn't do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right. Don't do it.
We're not finna talk about no mayor. Don't talk about it.
Wait a minute. Let's do this. Wait a minute.
No, look, how about you explain why I don't want to talk about it?
Because last time
you was running for mayor. And I made all them flyers, got a whole team together for you and everything, and everybody on standby, and then I'm not going to do it.
Uh-oh. I wasn't ready yet. I want to do it.
You said you were ready. You said you mean what you said and say what you mean and all that, and then you just backed out on the whole. You had a whole 17, 18 people waiting over there with your flyers and everything, just ready to back you. So we ain't going to talk about
mayor.
You show me the paperwork, and then we'll talk about it. Well, you done filed and all that,
paperwork.
You ready? Okay, well,
I'm
you get
go
all
get the
that,
paperwork.
And you show me that it's legal in the city system, and then we can talk about it. Other than that, I'm still mad from the last time.
Well, let me play this song right here. Nene, stay on the line. We'll be right back with Nene Graham right here exclusively on the Greg Sheff Show. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I was riding down the road, I was by myself, feeling like I'm all alone and I can't get help. But I really gotta know, can you come and save me? 'Cause I'm on the road, it's driving me crazy. But baby, I really gotta know, do you feel how I do? 'Cause the way you got me feeling, feelings keep on flowing, they flowing like the ocean. But here's the thing, won't you with my last name? And I know it's a lie.
I needed to turn me up in your headphone, please. Turn me up in your headphone, please. Nene.
Why are you trying to torture me like that?
Yeah.
You already know I'm excited about it, and you want to say it.
Tell
you
me
already
up in your
know
headphone,
I'm excited.
Please.
I'm ready.
Why didn't Nene? Well, I just tell the world a little bit about who Nene Graham is. Y'all, I want to let y'all know. Y'all hanging out with your boy Greg Shell right here on the Greg Shell Show. And we get prepared for takeoff for not only the Greg Shell radio show, but the Greg Shell TV show coming your way this fall. I'm excited about that. We'll be available in 172 million households on globaltv80.com. Ooh-wee. Also, we got the new movie coming at you called In the Pastor's Study. Hottest new trilogy that's going to take the world by storm. Not only is it a movie, it's a stage play, a TV series, and it's a book. So you definitely want to get up with that. We also want to let you know about the, you know, the big launch party. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and run that ad right quick. As we get prepared for the big launch party in Katy, Louisiana, we're coming. We want y'all to know, get yourself together. Go ahead, all roads lead to Arcadia, Louisiana, for this big trail ride radio launch party. I'm looking to find it. Wait a minute, y'all. Give me a little bit. Hold on. I'm coming. But before I do that, I want to play. Hold on. Let's do this.
First annual Trail Ride Radio Louisiana Launch Concert featuring Jeter Jones, the Kang of Trail Ride Blues, Greg Shell, Tasha Mack, T. Lyons, D. Riggs, Tiffany Rochelle, Bolton Wright, Rico C., the Barnyard Baddies, and Kitty Sangs at the Arcadia Event Center on June 7th, 2024. It's an all-white affair. Call 832-613-4449 or email events at trailrideradio.com. Let's ride.
Somebody know God's good. If you not ashamed, tell somebody. You know, I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand, because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do may not turn out right. Don't you worry, don't go astray. I know somebody. God did something that was good to you.
Come by my camp and let me back.
Shorty, I don't care.
Long hair, lean back.
You got that vibe.
Like Love Fredo.
The GQ Country Boy.
Can you see the show?
Louisiana made.
But you're so paid.
Fool, look at your hands.
Let the club out of space.
Let's get the party started.
So grab my juice.
Like Lil Boosie said.
We get loose like a goose.
Hey. That cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, come on, hey.
That cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, ride, come on.
That cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, ride, come on.
That cowboy and that slide.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I see you grooving out there.
Yeah.
It's a big dog.
Ooh-wee,
I'm back.
Ooh-wee.
Ones that rock boots instead of Jordans. I'm talking about the ones out there training and riding them horses. I see you, Mr. Bowlegs. I'm trying to be your pony.
If I ever get a hold to you, I'm turning you every way but loose. If I ever get a hold to you, I'm turning you. You sexy and you know it. Got a fresh fade, yeah, I know this. I'm smelling real nice. His jeans fit him just right. Welcome to the trail ride. Later on, I'm trying to burn fire. They call me Kitty. Miss Pink if you're nasty. But let's vibe, let's just groove. If you choose, I'm gon' move.
If I ever get a hold to you, I'm turning you every way but loose. Turn you to the left, back it on up, and pop it, drop it.
If I ever get a hold to you,
baby, I don't care where we at.
I'm turning you every way but loose.
We can be
every
in your
way
city.
But loose.
My
if
city.
I ever get a hold to you,
shit, we can move it from state to state.
I'm turning you every way
Arkansas
but loose.
Arkansas to Texas.
Hey, yo, Zed, I want to welcome you back to the show. Hope you enjoyed that track. I tell you, boy, hold on. Just getting back in the offices, you guys, so we want y'all to bear with us as we get prepared. We are just super excited about moving into our physical location. And I was just praying and saying, Lord, where should I put it? And he told me to bring it to Union Springs, Alabama. So Union Springs, we're coming. I want to give a little shout out to Judge Rutledge out there in Union Springs for just being an amazing host and facilitating me in a major way out there. I want to just say, you know, thanks so much, Judge Rutledge, for providing an opportunity for me to come there and hang out and bring some positive stuff there. We're looking to bring a, you know, radio, TV, hopefully trail ride. I'm in, you know, talking with them now and seeing can we also have a trail ride radio, have our station there as well. So I'm in negotiation with that and we'll see how that work out. But hopefully I think it's working in our favor. DJ Fred, what'd it be? What'd it be? What'd it be? Still there? Oh, there she go. On the ones and the twos. What do you think about the coming back of the Greg Shell Show? I feel like Mike Tyson getting back in the ring again.
What you mean the coming back? We ain't never left.
We were being worked on like they work on a car when they get ready to put it on the track so they can race. Yeah, the super by engine. Hold on, look like we got Looks like we got Esmeralda on the line. Esmeralda on the line on a Wednesday, what they call hump day.
Hello, hello. How are you? Hi, everyone.
Hey, Esmeralda. What it be? Happy Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Yes, indeed. Super happy Wednesday. Glad to be alive. Glad to be on your show and saying hello to everyone out there.
Well, DJ Prayer, what do you think about the Esmeralda Wellness, the Wellness with Esmeralda that's debuting on every Friday on the Greg Shell Show? What do you think about Esmeralda and her travel and all that whoop-de-whoop?
You would ask me something while I'm eating the middle out of my Twinkie.
Oh, you eating the middle out of your Twinkie? What?
Yeah. But I think the show is fantastic. I can't wait to hear more about some of the things. I've been missing a lot of it due to life circumstances. But I can't wait to hear more about what you do, Esmeralda.
If you want to hear the show in its entirety, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show, and you will see the Esmeralda Wellness with Esmeralda every Friday. And with that being said, Esmeralda, we're getting ready for my big lunch party. Hey, whoop-de-woo!
Whoop-de-woo is correct. Super excited. So many things coming, and you're involved in so many good things. God is really blessing you and directing you. So, yeah, but anyone that wants to reach me, they can have my cell number. Just text me because, you know, I got a 9-to-5 and got a mom and got all kinds of busy business in our life. And I'll give you that number just right quick. 786-720-7152.
Give it to them again.
786-720-7152. And always here, try to help, educate, most importantly, and hopefully, you know, my product will definitely help with reverse aging and all the effects that come with that.
Can I ask a favor of you?
Of course.
Live over the radio.
Okay.
Because we had lunch to show you. We're going to launch on the 24th of this month. And do you believe we already had 100 episodes of the Greg Shell Radio Show, me and DJ Prayer? So we got to have some type of big old. We had 100 episodes.
Wow, this is super exciting. That's a big number. You haven't even started.
But watch this. We hadn't even put it out yet, and we have over 225 listeners that have been sneak peeking.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I hope they're getting the good content that we're providing because it's life-changing. I mean, listen, we got to take control of what's going on. This is craziness. You have a right to be healthy, and there's a way of doing that.
Go ahead and tell them how they can do that. Give them a little nugget.
Well,
give them a little nugget before Friday. Give them a chicken nugget and put some barbecue sauce on it.
Oh, amen to that. Okay, so the first thing is always God first, your mindset, prayer, like I say in Spanish, oración, lots of prayer.
Oh, oración.
Oración, honey, yes, lots of prayer.
Oh.
Your mindset has to change. You have to believe that God's creation is a self-healing mechanism from all chronic illnesses. We are actually activating all of those ourselves because everything is so toxic. It's all about having the right information and then implementation, which I struggle with that too, okay? I got a lot of info, but I'm a little chunky Cuban lady here, you know? So it's all good, but you just don't give up. You just don't give up. You keep on, you know, learning and educating, and every day you do it. You just get back on the wagon. You said, okay, another day, whether it's intermittent fasting, you know, which activates stem cells, which is you can do some of my products, and they're amazing. The food, the detoxification, everybody's got a detox. Everything around us is toxic.
Including me.
Well, you're a good toxicity, so that's okay.
Oh, so watch this. I want to ask my favor now. Can I ask my favor now?
Yes,
because
of course.
Because you got to understand
go ahead.
That this is getting ready to go out to the world on the 24th.
Amen.
I want to ask you to consider, just consider, live over all of my audiences from all over the world, from Japan. Where are they say we at right now, DJ Prayer? What all countries we are in right now? You there? I know we got a count on it. I know. Let's see what all countries that we're in right now. Are you there? Oh. Well,
there's plenty, I'm sure.
He probably got me on mute. But anyway, I know we're in Nigeria. We're in Japan.
Oh.
We're in we're in the UK. We're in Korea. Oh, there we go.
I was on mute.
I'm sorry.
And we got Thailand also, United Kingdom, and Australia.
Oh.
Wow.
With the ones you said.
I said Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Yes, Nigeria is tuned in. Nigeria is tuned in.
And Thailand.
Australia, United Kingdom, shut up.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I'm telling you, we're going to change the world. Info
we're
is
world
power.
Changing.
And the right info is even more powerful.
So watch this, Esmeralda. Now I can ask my favorite. I want you to consider being a, you know, like a news reporter for the Trail Ride Radio.
A news reporter.
It'll be good. Trail Ride Radio and Trail Ride TV, and you go out all everywhere and you gather the news from where you at.
Oh, okay.
And, now,
well,
and then
we'll
say, then, huh?
Go ahead.
And then we'll say, now it's time for news with Esmeralda right here on Trail Ride Radio. See that? And then you come out, hey, y'all, today I'm... Today the weather is green and the sun is blue, you know, like that.
Well, let me tell you, it usually is like that here in sunny South Florida, so I love it.
So are you open for the opportunity?
Why not? Listen, you never say no to an opportunity. You always have to give it a try and see what, you know, what you feel about it. You always got to feel it out.
So tell me this. I'm curious, Greg. I'm not curious, George. My name ain't George. My name is Greg. I'm curious, Greg. What about when God already gave you the answer and then somebody that offered you an opportunity and the first thing you say, let me go pray about it.
Amen. That's
what
I
you
got to
pray about. He already gave you the answer.
You
praying while the answer's going
there. Pray about it.
Yeah, you done prayed. You prayed to ask God what to do, and he done gave you the answer. And you done let your answer go to somebody else because you were still praying.
Very true. Yeah, listen,
you got
the seed. That's exactly how the wellness came. He had me go through being sick, all right? Not having the right information, even though I was born here in this beautiful country, and going through this whole process for him to educate me so I could educate others. So he had me go through a process to get to the wellness, and then, you know, the traveling the world and spreading awareness, that's how we change the world, by sharing.
Well, watch this.
By sharing and by
you
talking. So
be...
that comes along, yes, that comes along with wellness, news, and travel, then I guess that's what it is. So, yeah, moving forward.
Well, you got to be well first.
That's the most important thing. Listen, you could be super loaded millionaires. If you don't have your health, look at all these people that are, you know, not only famous, but they're wealthy, and yet they still lose their lives, even though they've tried so many different things. But, you know, maybe it wasn't enough. And
you're
that's
not
another thing. If God's going to take you home, no matter what you do, he's going to take you home.
That's
it's
right.
It's got to be his will, too. So it's a combination. His will always first. And then the right information to bring back his creation. And it's not by poisoning it, by the way.
Well, this is not a religious show. This is a relationship show where we just hit the heart of people. And DJ Prayer, I got you on the line. I'm excited about that. Let's do a Bible verse today, and we're gonna start from the Bible from the beginning. And let's see what that means to the world today. We're gonna take about 10 minutes, and we're gonna just start with the word in the beginning. If you would read it, if we could come up, and those that have Bibles or have it on your app on your computer, let's start in the beginning of the book. I know people like to jump all the way through the Bible. So every day we'll do a one-bar scripture and break it down and see what it means to you. What do you think about that?
Boy, anything from the Bible is always good.
All right. Well, we're going to start with one verse. DJ Prayer, what was that verse? You probably got me on mute.
The verse for what? What was it?
The do you know the beginning of the Bible? If nobody don't know the beginning of the Bible, they'll never know the end.
the first verse in the Bible?
Yeah, the first
Genesis 1:1.
And then stop. Yeah.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Go ahead and two. Let's do two. Start over from the top. And okay, I can't do that. They might try to come at me. But go ahead.
Do two what?
You know, the first and the second verse in Genesis.
You want me to read the first verse?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay. My bad. I got you remember you asked me who that was singing on that song?
Yeah.
His name is Chris Wright. And I'm chatting with him right now, and he would love to come on the Greg Shell show. I can give him the number
and
stuff right after I read this verse. Okay, and he might want to get in on this verse as well. Let me see. I'm trying to work two computers, so bear with me.
Go ahead. You the best. That's DJ Prayer.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's DJ Prayer.
He has music, too. I'm going to try to upload his music, so give me a second to try to get that downloaded, but I'm giving him the call-in number right now.
I think we talked on the phone to one of our new news reporters. Reporting the good news, bad news.
well,
and he also is law enforcement.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And they do things for the homeless.
Oh,
he helps the homeless and the youth also. So, you know, we'll pick up homeless youth and bring them to Trail Ride City.
Wow.
Yeah, and then introduce them to the health and wellness.
Isn't everything needs the health and wellness? Yes.
Amarell.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you one more thing. I'm thinking about running for mayor.
Oh, wow.
What do you think? You think I should do it?
Well, listen, if you're thinking about it, God must have put it in your heart or something.
No.
Like you said,
listen at my DJ, how she's scratching her throat. You hear how she's scratching her throat? Like, you see it like, because she had made a whole bunch of flyers and had me a campaign team. The last time I was thinking about
team.
It, but now he had a whole team. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
A whole team. He's calling now, so we should have a call. Chris Wright. Okay, let me try to download his music right quick.
Okay, I'm
like
waiting on that call.
He's in law enforcement. So if I stop typing on the wrong keyboard,
okay.
I have to have
two
keyboards.
Now we want to go ahead and do the in the beginning, and then we're going to come back with, what's his name, Chris?
That's right.
Chris Wright.
Chris Wright.
Yeah, that's a good name. Wait a minute.
Yes.
That's him on the line. Hey, what's happening, man? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
How you doing?
Hello, hello.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. That's right. How y'all making it?
Happy Wednesday.
How y'all doing today?
We blessed and highly favored, man. I'm talking with a little whoopy whoop in my mouth because it's like I'm still healing. I'm still healing from a situation.
Right.
So if I sound like my lips got a whole bunch of air in them, don't worry about it. I'm getting ready for the big lunch party.
That's right. 100%.
So watch this. Chris, if you would, we're going to come back to our Bible verse. Can we do our Bible verse first, and then I come back and let you, you know, properly introduce you? Can we do that?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Let's do that. Go ahead, DJ Prayer, with the Bible verse.
Genesis 1, King James Version. 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Genesis 1 and 2.
Did y'all hear all of that? All that good stuff was going on, right? All that good stuff was going on, and then he said, "Dog, that stopped right there." I want to hear your thoughts on what you think about what you just heard, Esmeralda. Go ahead. You got this flow. You got 5 minutes.
Total.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's go.
total blessing. Total blessing, and his creation is so marvelous. Just total blessing. Peace, blessing, just incredible. We're so
blessed.
That's
what you gathered? That's what you gathered out of that verse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real good. So, Chris, since you're on the line, I want to ask you the same thing. What did you gather from what you just heard from the verse in the Bible?
I gathered that greater things are ahead. And greater things are coming to those who humble themselves.
Oh,
just prepare yourself, you know, for the many blessings that are coming ahead. You know, only to those, you know, who are willing to do the right thing. That's what I got from that.
Feel good.
Amen.
DJ Prayer, what did you get out of that scripture?
Oh, you know me. I got a lot out of that scripture. You know, I like to dissect it. The beginning is the first part of something or the start of something. So if this is the beginning, what is it the beginning of? It's my question. You know, he created the heaven, which represents one. But then later on, when you read in the Bible, it says heavens with an S. So the heaven and the earth. So right now it's one heaven and the earth. That sentence alone is just really deeper than the surface. If you define who God is, what is God? You know, where did he come from? If you just break that down, that would take hours just to even, you know, do research on God. And for him to be able to create something of this magnitude is even more extraordinary. So I go a whole different level when it comes to that one sentence right there. It takes me about an hour just to go down and dissect each word, you know, the earth.
Wow.
Who named it the earth? Where did the earth come from? It says God created the earth. But are we sure that this is the earth? or is Pluto the Earth? You know, we have to go back and do our research and see what exactly things really are, because people say you have to unlearn what you've been taught. You know, they call it's a Jesus of a different color, but when they open the seal and they say Jesus is African American, now everybody's going crazy. So I'm gonna be quiet.
You're saying what you gathered from the message. I gathered that in the beginning, like you said, it was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So, and if we belong to God, we are what? Sons and daughters of who? God, if you belong to Him.
Right.
But we all are God's creation.
Yeah. They say make it so a child can understand it. A child would be like, what is the beginning?
Oh, you're
what
right.
What is heaven, Mommy? What is the earth?
Oh,
who is God?
We need to do a
what
movie.
What does created
do
mean?
Movie. Oh.
They don't
we
know these
do
things, though. When you teach it, you got to break it down for each word, because some people don't know what the beginning is. You know, some people been trapped. Like this one little girl, she was trapped in a home for 17 years and never been out. And finally she escaped. And when she escaped, she contacted the police. But she really didn't know how to communicate with society because she's only taught the words that she was taught inside that home. And now they went and rescued about 15 other girls there. And, you know, it's really crazy how people are doing children behind closed doors.
Wow. That right there touched my heart right there. You know, because at the end of the day, you got human trafficking and all the stuff that be popping off. And, you know, it be grown men messing with these babies, man. And it's unacceptable through any platform with me. You know what I mean? If you're doing it, I pray that God have mercy on your soul and you stop doing it. Because, you know, these babies weren't asked to be brought here in the earth. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and bring our special guest on the line. His name is Chris, and I'm going to let him formally introduce himself. And just tell him what you think about the Greg Shell Show thus far. Welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday.
I'm Chris Wright. I go by the stage name of C. Wright. I'm a recording artist. I wear many hats. I'm located out here in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay.
I do a little bit of everything. I do music. I've been working law enforcement for the past 20 years.
I do
a little bit of everything.
Let me clap that up. I got to clap you up. Wait a minute. I need some help. You know, it's all right to say you need a little help every now and then. I need some help. DJ Prayer, can you help me clap? Wait a minute. Let's see. Here we go. I got to clap my brother. We appreciate all that you do in the law enforcement community. So go ahead.
Yes, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Like I said, pretty much do a little bit of everything. You know, I'm just trying to stay in a positive direction, and hopefully I can be an example to a lot of youth that's coming up behind to show them that, you know, to build a relationship with them first and foremost as far as where law enforcement is concerned, because a lot of people,
correct,
especially adults, some of them use that as a scare tactic for kids, in which they shouldn't. You know, if anything, you want them to run to us, not away from us.
Correct.
So, you know, I try to build relationships, you know, with the youth, just to let them know and let them see both sides. Sometimes you got to meet them at their level. You know, when I talk to them and I go and I get around, I don't use the police voice and all this other stuff. I let them know that I'm just like them. I'm not exempt from them.
Correct.
I'm not exempt from the law either. You know, so. You know, I'm out here just building relationships, man, building relationships, making good music, and just enjoying life while I can. You know? because none of us know
so
how long
you were singing police.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I love it.
Yes,
what the world, God, you didn't brought on the line of singing law enforcement. I love you.
What?
I love you. That's bad. I don't care how you put that. They say Michael Jackson's song bad, but no, this is bad. Singing law. I love you.
I know, right? And he sings really good. You remember when you were saying, who is that singing? I like it.
Yeah.
That was him.
That was him. Get out of here.
That was him.
So, that was you singing all that good R&B with a snag music?
I do a little bit of everything. I do R&B music, Southern soul music, country music, rock music, Zydeco.
Oh.
What you name it, I do.
Oh. Oh.
What's your Instagram? What's your Instagram? I want to follow you.
C-Wright337. Yeah, on Instagram, you can find that C-Wright337 on Instagram. You know, we've been doing this music thing for a long time, a very long time. You know, started off doing gospel music. And, you know, we had a gospel group, me and my brothers, and my oldest brother.
What was the name of it?
We was called the Jordan Rivers. We did quartet gospel.
Oh, the Georgia Rivers. I was called the Spiritual Flames. And boy, we used to be flamed over that moonshine.
Right.
We drank that moonshine and they said, get on up there and sing. You're going to tear the stage up. And boy, them people were falling out. I was scared and they were drunk and sweat. And I thought it was me.
Right.
But we had a good time. I ain't know no better until I learned better.
Right. Yeah, that was a good journey, man.
Great.
And that's
journey.
Where it all started. That's where it started. That's
what was the name of your quartet group?
The Jordan Rivers.
Oh, boy.
Jordan
I
Rivers.
Would love to see y'all come together and do a reunion.
Well, we actually been considering doing that. You know, my older brother, the reason why I like the group has split because my older brother had moved on and moved to Dallas some years ago. And he went on the road. He started singing with Kirk Franklin for about 6 years.
Really?
I come from a singing family. Yeah, we all sing. We all sing and play instruments. You know, so I come
you
from
play
a singing family.
Too?
I play drums. I play drums. What? I play keys by ear, and I play bass by ear. But I'm a drummer. I play drums.
But you can play keys.
Yes.
Man, why are you making me smile on the wind? And I ain't even humping around
brother,
like Bobby Brown.
And my older brother, the one that went to Dallas, he started singing with Kirk for like 6 years, but he went to college for musical therapy and stuff. So that's what he can play anything on the board. He went to school for that stuff. So we've been doing this a long time.
So how would you describe your music to the world? How would you say describe, you know, your uniqueness from any other artist out there?
Well, I think when God blesses you with a gift, I don't think you should put yourself in a box. Like when I normally do interviews and they would ask me if I consider myself to be a Southern soul artist or R&B artist. You know, I consider myself to be an artist, period.
Real good.
Because I was blessed with the gift to do music in any genre. You know, like if they have a show somewhere and they need a country artist, I can fill those shoes. If they need just R&B music, I can fill those shoes. If they need just Southern soul music, that's why I record all types of music. They have a catalog because you never know what door is going to be open. But if you put yourself in that one box, you know, that's all they're going to call you. They're going to call you just for Southern soul music because they feel that you're just a Southern soul artist.
Correct. Well, it's just like a barbershop. You know, I wanted to learn how to cut everybody's hair, not just black people's hair. I wanted to cut whiteness and Spanish, you know, because you put yourself, you limit yourself. So now we have all clientele, white, black, Dominican, Republican. I mean, you make money if you got a skill set, but if you just cut only black hair, you only going to be limited to just African-American customers.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I like your swag, brother. I like your swag. DJ Prayer, do we have any music on this brother that we can let the world listen to today? She probably got me on mute. All right. So what do you think about the Greg Shell Show, Chris?
I'm enjoying the show, man. What I like is the personality. And, you know, I love people that have positive spirit and a fun spirit because, man, you know, life is way too short to be sitting down being serious all the time or walking around like you got a chip on your shoulder. You can't laugh and you can't have fun and enjoy life. Something's wrong. Something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to spend your last little bit of time here, you know, pouting all the time or complaining all the time or being upset. You know, if people really think like that, a lot of people don't think like that. You don't know if your last minute might be the very next 10 minutes. So how are you going to spend those last 10 minutes? Stressing, worrying, having ugly relationships with people, you know, nasty attitude that, you know, to me, it don't make sense. So, you know, I try to live every day like it's my last. And I want to be around positive people that can, even if I'm having a bad day, that can uplift me, you know, rather than, you know, just keep talking like, yeah, man, you need to leave this one alone. Or, yeah, you need to stop talking to this one. That's not the answer.
Wow.
Somebody know God's good.
So that's kind of where I'm at on that.
All right, y'all. We're getting ready to play a track off of Chris' new CD single. Y'all check it out. Y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
y'all heard the story. You don't get to show. Brother, let me tell you, you had me moving to the left, moving to the right. I'm telling you, I'm moving. Ooh, wee. That's bad right there, brother. I love your sound. Ooh, I had to clap that thing up. I'm already standing on my tippy toes. Let me see you bouncing on your tippy toes. You got your brother on your tippy toes. Yeah, bad track, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you. That's still good music.
DJ Pratt, what you thought about that track right there? Well, yeah.
Oh, that's fire. That's fire. I wish I would have met him when we first started planning this event. I heard that song. If you don't want him, you should let him go. I've been heard that song. But I didn't know that it was him. You know, I just heard it while I was, you know, sifting through YouTube, trying to get music and stuff, you know, for the play. And that was one of the songs that was, I like the concept and everything. And it's really nice. You know, it's not saying it in a bad way. You know,
correct.
If you don't want him, just let him go and let me slide in.
Yeah, you mad at him and his law officer suit doing that song right there, holding his stick.
It's over.
I know you over there doing the landslide. You doing the landslide over there, huh?
I love it. It was very relaxing, very smooth.
Oh, you were doing a landslide over there at your desk.
Yes, I loved it. It was very nice.
He say, if you don't want it, what do you say? If you don't want it, slide out the way so I can get in. That means no hole up slide the other way. That's what I'm talking about. I left. Stop holding up progress. You know what I mean? I got the bold seven on the line that look like my sister all the way out of Orlando, Florida. What's happening? I like powerful living on the line. Is it?
Yes, it is. Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, rather, everybody. This is Powerful Living
International. So, what did you hear that song right there? How you doing? First of all, Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you all. Also, no, I didn't. I just came on.
Oh, you didn't hear it. If you did that, and if you did have a wig on or something like that, you'd have threw it to the side because it probably would have been too hot anyway, and you would have quit the moving around. I'm telling you, don't mess around and have a glass of wine with you. You're being tripped over your own self. Oh, boy. I'm excited. I'm telling you. So, Paula, tell the world about who you are, a little bit about your background right here on the Greg Shell Show.
I am Paula Johnson, Dr. Paula Johnson. I'm a prophetess, a pastor and prophetess of the Power for Living International Ministries right here in Orlando, Florida. And, you know, what we do basically is we minister to people and give them the word so that their lives can be changed. And also, you know, we help them gain education and also jobs and also, you know, a place to live and teach the word because, you know, people's lives cannot be changed until they hear the word because their lives, you know, the Holy Spirit has to convict them and it's the Holy Spirit that changes people. You know, we can't change people. God does it in his own time. And so we just minister the word to people and continue to pray and have faith, believe, and hope that they will change their lifestyles, you know, and give their life to Jesus Christ. And that's basically what I do. I also am a therapist, a psychotherapist, in which I do give people therapy, you know, on a free therapy because we don't charge anything because our ministry is a 501c3 ministry. So we don't charge for therapy or anything that we do with our clients. You know, it's free. Freely we receive and freely we give. And that's it.
Amen. 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 Well, watch this.
Amen.
I'm going to play another song off of C-Wright's song. And y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Y'all tell me what you think about it. Give us a call. Y'all can listen to us live in your car by attaching your Bluetooth device and going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. We'll be right back. Here it is. C-Wright. And y'all hearing him exclusively here on The Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Can I drop it low with you?
That's C-Wright music.
Make it do
it one
more
time.
Showcase your business, your brand. We're doing what you call $30 days, where you spend $30 with us and you can play your music, show off your tracks, whatever. Send your, it's called $30 days where you can show off your brand, your music prior to, you know, call us prior. But send your request to $ The Greg Shell Show number 1. And you can, highlight your music right here on the Greg Shell Show. So that's $30, and you can we'll play your music and showcase you exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Brother Wright, let me tell you, man, amazing track, amazing track. Y'all, again, that that Cash App is $ The Greg Shell Show number one. $ The Greg Shell Show number one. And, you know, we'll love to showcase you all over the world on our platform for that dollar amount based on each song, right?
That's kind of phrased a little bit different. Huh? Is something else.
not from who we have on the line. I'm saying for future artists that are trying to get their music
for anybody. For anybody, it's not legal to say that. So you have to rephrase that and make it a donation purpose or something of that nature.
Yeah.
Because you can't charge to play music. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's why I got my engineer right there. Whatever donation God places in your spirit, send that to $ The Greg Shell Show number one. And thank you, DJ Prayer, for keeping me in legal lines. I like to be in legal lines. I'm on the phone with the law firm. So thank you for stepping in. That was a good friend to do this. Step in right on time.
Right. Absolutely.
I better play a song for me.
I was trying to get the mute off. Yes, I love
girl,
that song.
You stepped in there so fast. Play Jesus Would Make a Way, because he just made a way for me through you. Chris, we'll be right back. I'm going to play a song off of my new CD. Y'all tell me what you think about it. We'll be right back with Paula Johnson in our closing segments of the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Somebody know God's good. If you not ashamed, tell somebody. You know, I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand, because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do may not turn out right. Don't you worry, don't go astray. I know somebody.
Something that was good to you. One Monday, y'all. He took you there. morning, when Sunday morning,
yeah,
morning.
Yeah.
He took you there.
Hey y'all, what's that? I want to welcome you back to the show. Hopefully you enjoyed that track. I'm a new single, man, believe it or not. Put it out. Made it in 2009, and God has just let me release it in 2024, 14 years later. Ain't that something?
I think I like that, man. I really like it. It's very inspirational.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. I like
it. Yes, it is.
Oh, what you thought about it, Esmeralda? That 14-year-old song, that's just like some old wine.
You know what they say about wine? The older it is, the better it is. And God's timing is perfect, so.
I know it's going to go in the movie, in the past of study.
Oh, wow, yeah? Oh, yeah, we got a new movie. I forgot. It's called In the Past of Study. I've been out here, Paula, been hanging out with me. I've been telling her it's coming. It's about 2 years in now, but we getting ready to launch In the Past of Study. Ooh,
that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. All we need is a strip club now.
Oh, Pastor.
Yeah, all the things we need now is
the
strip club.
The last scene. The last scene.
He in the strip club.
Oh, Lord.
He got the money machine that spit the money out. You know the one, he got the money gun, where you hold the gun and they spit the money out.
He spent that money like that, cherry money.
So Pastor making it rain over there.
He making it rain.
He making it rain.
Oh, Lord. Well, I play the deacon, y'all. I'm Deacon Olsen.
And they sliding up and down the pole, boy. I tell you, he on it now.
Well, I sure
can't wait to see that movie.
Can't wait to see it. It's something that everybody should see.
It's a TV series.
Yeah.
Too. We'll be coming on every week.
Matter of fact, why not just be in the movie?
I think he'll be a great police in the movie. He'll be a police, and he can take his police suit off and be a singer.
No, he could take over the pastor's role.
Huh?
He take over the pastor's role. And remember we said we're going to film this same movie in different states? So when we go to Louisiana, he take over the pastor's role.
In Louisiana.
Bring it on down.
In Louisiana.
I love it. And he got his police stick where he can keep order.
Yeah, but it's a lot of women involved in this thing, though. It's a lot of women.
So
if you have a wife or something like that, you might want to discuss it with them first, because this pastor, he's just going to let it go. He going to let it go.
So
I mean, he's still with all...
He lost himself, sound like.
He lost his way.
He got a lot
and
of lust issues.
To get him back in.
We're all human.
Paula,
we all fall short
of God's
standard. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That same scripture right there is in the movie when they say we all fall short of the glory of God, and then the woman say, "Yeah, the same old excuse everybody use every year." And keep on doing the same old thing. That's just like slapping God in the face. Just keep on using that same old excuse.
Yeah, right.
That's what she says in the movie.
Hey, Esmeralda, that movie's so bad it had me, you know, because I'm one of the co-stars in the movie, and it got me. I didn't know I can act. But I got a movie on Tubi now called Full Time Pimpin'. It's about to be a TV series, too. So I'm excited about In the Past of Study, and I'm excited about this lunch concert. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and play that drop for the lunch concert in Louisiana. Hey, Chris, you got to come hang out with me in Union Spring, man. We got to talk after the show.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
What
and
about?
I find you. I
and what
find
about
you
the Zydeco Cypher?
Huh? What you were saying, Esmeralda? Hold on. I want to make sure I'm hearing everybody. Go ahead, Esmeralda.
I'm sorry. I couldn't find him on Instagram, so if he could text me or whatever his information, that would be great, Chris.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get his information
six?
Over to you, Esmeralda.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
Esmeralda, we're getting ready to give you her information, Chris, and then you could just shoot it to her.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Go ahead and give you information
right.
So everybody can have it.
Let the world know. We ain't got nothing to hide. We no secret agent.
Amen.
Yeah,
Chris. Thank you so much for your service and for what you're doing with the young people and just everyone in general. I do wellness. I don't know if you've heard any of the shows before about that, so definitely would like to connect with you. My cell number is 786-720-7152. Again, that's 786-720-7152.
Yeah, and we want to let the world know if you would like.
7152.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
786-720-7152.
That's 786-720-7152. Again, that's 786-720-7152. Thank you for calling the Greg Shell Show.
Hey, yo, this is Rev Dynamite. This is Rev Dynamite. I'm sharp, too. I'm in the house. Oh, boy, this is Greg. Yeah, that boy came on back. He's strong, too, like the hook. I don't know if somebody kicked him over in the corner or what, but that boy didn't come out strong. He green, nigga. That don't come on out strong. He swole all up. Boy, I got some bad shoes on the day, boy. Them shoes so hard, they cut the top of my toenail off. And I'm telling you, I got to cut the toenail. The toenail the color.
Why y'all let him back on the line? He is not supposed to be on the line. First of all, I'd like to say, Chris Wright, I want to thank you for some really, really inspiring music. And Reverend Dynamite Sharp, you are not supposed to be on this line. I am here to monitor only if you come on.
You stop trying to steal my thunder, Lula May. You stop
You're
trying to steal
to
my
get
thunder.
Off this
you
line. You're not supposed to be on this line.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? What happened since I've been gone? What went down? What the heck happened?
Pastor Lula May kicked him back off.
What?
She pushed him off.
He was quick. What was wrong with him? He said, great.
He's coming out here with that messaging, I guess.
He told me he'll see me in a little bit. So, y'all, we done ran out of time here on the show. I know we were having a good time. I want to close out the show today by just telling somebody to love on somebody today. No matter what it is that they done you wrong, call them and tell them you forgive them even if they were wrong. You tell them, you know, you forgive them so that you can fly and be free. Paula, if you would, leave us with a general prayer, and then I want to hear everybody else's closing remarks.
And you didn't play the trail ride.
We're going to play it. We're going to play. Oh, we didn't play the trail ride. Let's do that now before we do that.
Okay.
All right. Let's find it. Where we
ready
at?
To
Here
dive
we
into the Heartland's rich musical tapestry? Trail Ride Radio's here to bring you the finest selection of Southern Soul Country. The first annual Trail Ride Radio Louisiana Launch Concert featuring Jeter Jones, the Kang of Trail Ride Blues, Greg Shell, Tasha Mack, T. Lyons, D. Riggs, Tiffany Rochelle, Bolton Wright, Rico C., the Barnyard Baddies, and Kitty Sang. Join us as we ride through the best of country legends and bluesy ballads. Trail Ride Radio's playlist is your front row seat to the soul of the South.
Hold on. Here we go.
The first annual Trail Ride Radio Louisiana Launch Concert featuring Jeter Jones, the Kang of Trail Ride Blues, Greg Shell, Tasha Mack, T. Lyons, D. Riggs, Tiffany Rochelle, Bolton Wright, Rico C., the Barnyard Baddies, and Kitty Sangs at the Arcadia Event Center on June 7th, 2024. It's an all-white affair. Call 832-613-4449 or email events at trailrideradio.com. Let's ride.
Hey, y'all, we were trying to figure out, because I heard some debris in the back as we getting prepared with the new show. We're going to close the show out with Chris music, but we want to hear your closing remarks as we close out the show. Rico, what you thought about the show today?
I really enjoyed the show. I love the personality, and I really love the spirit. I love the spirit of this show. I think y'all have a lot to offer, and I think y'all are going to keep growing and gaining more followers. You know, as long as we all keep a humble spirit and keep God first, and the sky's the limit. So I really enjoyed the show.
Well, that was the reason why I wanted to talk to you, because we're doing our launch party in Union Springs, Alabama, on the 24th of this month. So I wanted to see what your calendar looked like and see what we can do, because I love your music.
Okay.
All right. Esmeralda, last your closing remarks. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going to be right back to you, Chris. 1 minute. Esmeralda, closing remarks.
I have to concur with him. The future is super bright. God's got you involved in so many amazing things, and we are going to be changing the world one person at a time, but here it's going to be like millions at a time. So God is amazing.
Man.
God is good. Stay focused.
Thank you so much, our new news anchor for Trail Ride Radio. 4-7, Paula, closing remarks. Uh-oh.
Hi, closing remarks is that I think you're doing a great thing, great job, you know, enlightening people, letting people know, you know, what's going on and what others have to offer, whether it be, you know, in the Christian community or otherwise, you know, and that's really good because that will let people gain some sort of idea, you know, and they're able to know, you know, what's going on socially within the in the world or community in which they live. And that's a fantastic idea. I think the show will go forward. And, you know, I'm just praying to God that for success for you and all those who are venturing in this with you. And that's my take on that.
Amen, amen. DJ Prayer, what's your closing remarks?
What two songs did we play by Chris Wright?
Oh. She's
I know one was Slide In. And Drop It Low?
Yes,
okay,
them the
two. Okay.
Drop It Low.
All right, we got to come outside and work it out.
Well, watch this. We want everybody to get your gear on and be headed toward Arcadia, Louisiana, to the Arcadia Event Center for the hottest concert that's going to take place this summer. Louisiana, we're coming. My first time coming out there. I'm looking forward to eating a bag of beans or whatever y'all serve out there. I know y'all got some good food out there in Louisiana. I ate some goat last night. Not last night, the other night. DJ Prayer had some goat, and she wanted to know how to fix the goat. And so they didn't. She liked that a little bit at first, but she couldn't get past the twain. So I took care of all the twain for her. So I ate the whole pot of goat.
That twain wasn't gone. It was still there. You just ate it.
I love goat. I'm a goat.
But
girl.
It was the gravy and the potatoes. All of that was real, real good. But and the goat was good until you get to the aftertaste and you realize you're eating something that's animal.
You eating an animal with horns.
Maybe we should have soaked it in something or marinated in something.
It was amazing to me. That's why I ate the whole pot. Your husband, Marissa, he say, you gonna eat some more of that goat? I'm gonna eat a whole lot of it. It's going. I want to go bowling today.
You're
I mean, I want to go bowling today.
You can have it.
You know how to bowl, brother.
You can have it.
You know how to bowl, brother.
I think I do. I put my hand in the three little holes, and sometimes it take me all down there with it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, he said, oh, Lord. That's who I be calling when I be going. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
We didn't talk about the Zydeco Cypher.
Oh, talk about it. Oh, we got a new song, y'all.
And we're trying to get as many people on the song as we can get for Zydeco Cypher. It's like a line dance. And it's pretty hot. And, you know, it's called Back It Up Slow.
Back It Up Slow.
So,
like a big old
backhoe. Yeah, we're trying to get as many people. Yeah, like a big old backhoe. So, and we're trying to get as many people as we can on it. And we got the artist in Louisiana through Select Track. He said they got some, want to jump on it. I know Jeter Jones is going to be on it for sure. I'm excited to hear his verse.
Yeah. So watch this, Chris. You bag it up like a big old backhoe, then you run. Whoa.
Then turn around slow.
Right.
They run. Okay, let me. How does this start up?
Give him a little bit. Give him just a little bit. Hey, y'all,
okay,
we don't normally do this, but we're going to let
take it
gonna
slow.
Do that.
I ain't going to rap it. I'm going to just talk it. Because it's
gonna
too
do
much
it on
to do this rapping.
Go ahead.
Okay. I ain't got the music with it, but. Okay. Well, anyway, it says, take it slow. Here we go. Move your body to the flow. Break it down, take it down, go and drop it real low. Two steps to the right, move your body, let it go. Two steps to the left, ride that horse, and now whoa.
Whoa.
Boot scoot a little more.
Boot scoot.
Put your smoke in the air, put it down if it ain't drove. Drink a little liquor, wash it down, now drink more.
Now
back it up slow like a big old backhoe.
Like a big old woman back home. And then I say, now do the fucking chicken, go on and flap your leg. And let the music take control from your feet to your head. Put your hands on your knees and wiggle real slow. Now let me see you bounce it on your tippy toes. I said, let me see you bounce it on your tippy toes. Left foot out, round and round we go. Put your left foot out, round and round we go. Now bag it up slow like a big old bag hole.
We have a retail health supplement store that has hemp. And so, you know, it's medical purposes. That's why we have that part in there to, you know, spread the awareness of cannabis, anxiety, seizures, and so on medically.
It's really good for medical purposes. If you, you know, anything you misuse, you know what I mean? But
flowers.
That's what's going on right now. So I'm excited about some things. So, Chris, we got to get ready to go and have some fun. What's the name of it?
Celestial Cannabazam.
Oh, I didn't tell y'all. We went to fishing. DJ Prayer went to fishing. And her husband, and she caught two nice fish. And I caught a whole, I started with a fish, with a rubber worm, and then I got hooked on a rock. And so,
oh, Lord.
It broke the line, and then I tried it again, and then it didn't work, and it just didn't feel good. And so she got her two fish, and when we were driving in the truck, the fish water ran out, and the fish was stuck up against the truck like some paste on a wall. And so she brought them back and put them in her big old, she got a big old pun. I call it a pun because she bought a big old pun tub. And she put the fish in there. And so she said, you know, the other fish passed away. Well, he ain't passed. He going to get ate. I think somebody going to eat him. I think so. I think they're going to eat him. But anyway, the other catfish was in the water, and the catfish jumped out the water last night when she said he was dead. I go, oh, Lord, got to resurrect this catfish.
Your name must be Lazarus.
I don't know, but she said he was dead, right? And then
as I'm talking
said,
about, that fish has his name
Lazarus. Huh?
That fish's name must be Lazarus.
I'm telling you, the fish was, I went outside to turn the meat. The fish was outside wobbling on the ground. I say he done jumped out like a dolphin.
I said pick him up before he dies.
I don't know, but I know. How did he jump out of that water? He jumped out of that water like a dolphin.
Because it's too full.
You know, I'm from Orlando. I'm originally from New Jersey, but I live in Orlando. So a lot of this stuff is really new to me. You know what I mean?
I'm going to try to take him back to the river so they can be free.
Oh, she called a channel cat too, Chris. It was a nice little channel cat. And she caught a big old brim. She caught a big old brim about the size of both of your hands.
The man told her.
That was a really fat one.
Huh?
Yeah, we was at Lake Conroe.
Yeah, the guy told her because he had a
fish. We spent
a
lot of time out there.
I guess he had a fish detector or something. He told her it was a certain fish over there in the water. She went over there and caught the certain fish. Hey, that's something. The man
he said, there's a bram over here, and there's catfish right there. I said, thank you.
She went and caught both of them.
Hey, Greg, you
now,
know
what,
that same thing you hooked, that big thing that you hooked?
Yeah.
I hooked the same thing. You were coming trying to help. And
huh?
I hooked the same thing you hooked because it made my pole go way down, boom, and hit it.
Yeah.
And then it started coming in, and then you can't come in anymore. I think it went under some rocks and got us hung.
That's what it did. And it probably was,
cause
you know,
did the
so
same
big.
Thing mine did.
It was so big, it spit that little bitty hook out because it wasn't doing nothing but
playing
with
it. Oh, yeah, it's big. It's a big one,
yep.
Whatever it is. It's big. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get a bigger pole, a bigger hook. I'm going to go get it.
Well, y'all, we want y'all to tune in to the radio show on tomorrow. Hope you all had a great time on your commute, traveling wherever your city or state that you're in. Want to thank Chris, all our guests that was on the show with us today. Want to let you know that whatever you got going on, keep God first, hang around positive people, and first of all, know who you are. Be the best you can be. Y'all in the first on the Greg Shell Show, and we're going to close out with Chris C. Right here on the Greg Shell Show. Tune in tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 12:30. Same time, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. We love you all, and peace.
I knew y'all just wanted Zaddy cool. Let's go to the trail ride. Let's go out.
This has to come outside. We be trail riding night and day. We don't care what the people say. We gon' Zaddy cool anyway. This has to come outside. We about to get it on, yeah. People wanna jam this song, yeah. Y'all better put some boots on, yeah. It's Friday night and I am ready.
What's up?
Stepping out to the trail ride with my baby.
Come on.
I don't care what nobody thinks about us. We gon' dance the night away. No matter what people say. This has to come out. What the people say, we gon' die to go anyway.
from outside.
Come on,
we about to get it on, yeah.
What's up?
People wanna jam this song, yeah.
That's right.
Y'all better put them boots on, yeah.
You're looking so good, you're looking so sweet. I got those other guys all jealous of me, 'cause you're rocking them boots and them Daisy Dukes on. Long ponytail down to your butt. Now we ready to step and strut. All over our head is out there tonight.
Let's get to come outside. We be trail riding night and day. We don't care what the people say. We gon' die to go anyway.
Let's get to come outside. Come on.
We about to get it on, yeah.
What the?
People wanna jam this song, yeah.
Yeah,
y'all better put them boots on, yeah.
But we going outside, yeah.
This has to come outside.
Yeah, I'm about to step out of my comfort zone. Be right, rap to them, baby.
Big butt boots on, girl, you got it going on. Flossing at the trail ride, and you rocking Louis Vuitton.
Come on.
Ask me who I be. That's what they call me. First a star recording artist, and I represent the B. I'm looking good, smelling good, top notch, brother. And if you try to duplicate me, there won't be another. Southern soul, exotic cold, man, I do it all. Always a humble brother, and for that I never come outside. We be trail riding night and day. We don't care what the people say. Gotta go anyway.
Just get to come outside. Come on,
we about to get it on, yeah.
What the?
People wanna jam this song, yeah.
Yeah,
y'all better put them boots on, yeah.
Big butt boots on, girl, you got it going on. Flossing at the trail ride, and you rocking Louis Vuitton. Big butt boots on, girl, you got it going on. Flossing at the trail ride.
This get to come outside.
Down real low, I see you working it, baby. love how you working it, baby. Go on, get it now. Come on. Go on, work it out.
Get low.
Go on, get it now. Yeah, toi. Go on, work it out.